Pope Benedict has just finished his visit to the National Center for the Rehabilitation of the Disabled. Festus joins us now live from Yaoundé. Good evening, Festus.
Good evening, Charles.
The Pope has just finished his meeting with the sick and disabled. Can you tell us some more about that encounter?
Yes, Charles. The Pope arrived at the Cardinal Leger Center to a moving welcome, as the sick people there and children at the center dressed in the celebratory cloth of this papal visit. They waved, some singing and dancing as the Pope made his way to the center. His first stop, Charles, was at the chapel of the center that was built by the late Canadian Cardinal Leger, who came to Cameroon as a missionary after his retirement in 68. The encounter with these 200 or so people with various ailments and disabilities in the quadrangle at the center was the most touching moment of this papal visit. You know, the Pope has always expressed his closeness to those who suffer in the several appeals he has made. In his address, you know, he tried to encourage the efforts the Church has been making here in Cameroon to try to bring solace to those who suffer. He remembered the many Africans who are suffering from various diseases such as AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. And he said, well, Simon of Cyrene, who helped Jesus carry his cross, was an African. So we too should imitate Simon of Cyrene by being close to those who suffer. He said, you know, when we are faced with suffering and pain, we tend to doubt the presence of God in our lives, you know, but that we should follow the example of Job, who in the midst of suffering never doubted God's presence.
Before the Mass this morning, Pope Benedict met with Muslim leaders. This was a very highly anticipated event. What was said during it?
Well, Charles, relations between Christians and Muslims here in Cameroon are very cordial. So that really set the scene for this morning's meeting, which was held in a very cordial and serene atmosphere. The head of the Muslim delegation spoke about the need to continue to work together to promote peaceful coexistence. And the Holy Father, in his response, also stressed, you know, the need to continue to improve these relations, these good relations that have existed, you know, between Christians and Muslims here in Cameroon. So it was a very cordial encounter, and both men kind of stressed the need to continue in this path.
And finally, the Pope, of course, leaves for Angola tomorrow. What more is happening in Cameroon before he leaves?
Well, there's a meeting scheduled in about 5 to 10 minutes' time with the 12 members of the Special Council for Africa of the Synod of Bishops. Charles, the Pope this evening is going to symbolically open the working session of the Second African Synod. You know, this morning he presented the lineamenta. This evening he's meeting with the 12 members. 9 of them are Africans and 3 are pontifical appointments. So he's going to meet them to present, to officially open the Second Synod. It's as if, you know, the synod begins from Africa and goes to Rome in October, and then will likely come back to Africa for the celebratory phase. So that is going to be the last appointment of the Pope this evening at the Apostolic Nuncio's residence.
Well, thank you very much, Festus. My thanks go to Festus Tawarali there in Cameroon.